Regardless of political affiliation, voters in the region can agree on one thing. They're paying attention to immigration during the run-up to 2020. A new WBUR poll out this morning finds likely primary voters in New Hampshire have strong opinions about immigration policy, even though it's had little impact on them personally. WBUR's Shannon Dooling reports on how President Trump's policies are playing in the hotly contested first-in-the-nation presidential primary state.
On a cold, rainy day in downtown Manchester, New Hampshire, people scurry back and forth between offices and cafes, ducking under umbrellas. Manchester is the largest and one of the more diverse cities in a state that is 90% white, with only about 6% of its population born outside of the U.S. These are important numbers to keep in mind when we think about how the topic of immigration is perceived by voters in New Hampshire. Christopher Tallon says he's lived in Manchester for 6 years now, after serving in the U.S. military. Though he calls himself apolitical, he understands why immigration is an important topic to voters.
I think it resonates with people across the board because everyone's concerned with their own quality of living. On the other hand, we're also aware of community.
The WBUR poll drills down deeper, asking likely primary voters how immigration has affected them personally, as well as the region and the country. Most Republican and Democratic voters in New Hampshire say they've felt no direct impact from immigration, and specifically that it's had no effect on either their family or their town. But Steve Cazella, president of the Mass Inc. polling group, says lack of personal experience doesn't stop voters from forming opinions about how immigration impacts the country.
And we found that people had more of a view of what the impacts were the further away from themselves you got. And that's where you really saw, in, I think, the starkest relief, the difference between Democrats and Republicans.
Half of Republican primary voters polled said immigration negatively affects the country. Half of the Democratic voters said the exact opposite. Immigration is good for the country. Across both primaries, the poll found men take a slightly harder line on immigration than women. Same for wealthier voters and voters with a high school education. Over at the Mall of New Hampshire, Christmas carols serenade shoppers and families line up for pictures with Santa. Manchester resident Bill Hicks is taking a break from shopping with his wife and adult daughter. Hicks, who's wearing a Navy veteran hat and considers himself an independent, shakes his head no when asked if immigration policies have affected him or his family. And yet, he's still quick with an answer about where he stands on immigration.
Come in the right way, that's the way they should come in. They're coming into this country for a free ride, and they shouldn't have a free ride, I think.
Even still, Hicks says he doesn't feel the president's immigration policies have made the country any safer. This puts him in line with Democratic primary voters. In fact, only 10% of Dems said they feel safer as a result of Trump's immigration policies. Most Republican voters, 55%, said the U.S. is more secure because of the Trump administration's tougher immigration policies. Of course, poll results only go so far in helping us understand what motivates a voter's stance on a complicated topic like immigration. Hicks's daughter, 24-year-old Courtney Rogers, says she's progressive on most issues, including immigration. She says she's learned a lot from her best friend, who is the daughter of refugees.
I believe in gray areas, and I kind of like live in gray areas, and I don't think that immigration can be as black and white as the current administration makes it. I think that we've villainized these people for no reason, and that really breaks my heart.
About 4 out of 5 Democratic voters feel the U.S. has a responsibility to accept refugees fleeing war, persecution, or natural disasters. Only about 1/3 of Republican voters feel that way, and more feel the U.S. has no responsibility. Primary voters have less than 2 months to decide which candidates' immigration policies they support, even if those policies ultimately aren't felt in New Hampshire. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Shannon Dooling.